I tell you what, brothers and sisters, I love the new praise courses. I love the new worship and praise God has given us and how it's being utilized in churches to sing directly to the Lord. But I got to be honest with you, every once in a while, I like to journey back the other direction. Because, Daddy, after all these years,
it's still amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me.
That second verse, it goes, 'twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. For saving grace. Thank God that while we were yet sinners, Jesus in all of his love came and gave his life that we might live. And thank God for not just saving grace, but God has given us living grace, sustaining grace. He says, yeah, go ahead and praise him. It's all right. Grace that gets us through from day to day. For he said to his children, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. My grace is sufficient. There are some of you here, I know, that are dealing with diseases like cancer and other pain that you carry in your bodies. I know that. I know in my own personal life I have been through, and my wife and I have been through enough to know that there aren't answers for some things that happen. We don't have the answers. We don't know why certain things take place. But I know one who does. He's been there when you were at your lowest. And even when you were mad at him and you wouldn't tell a soul, you were angry at God because of the circumstance of life. Even when you push him aside, he still wants to love you. Don't push him away. Let him put his arms around you. Let him love on you tonight.